Well, for today's Growth Points video, I'm sitting in my backyard by the garden on Memorial Day and wanted to take a moment to just share some thoughts with you about the Spiritual Leadership Conference coming up 2 weeks from today. Our theme this year comes from Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, which challenges us to be rooted and grounded in Christ. And over my shoulder is our garden here in the backyard. We've got some zucchini, some corn, some radishes, some carrots, some beets. And one thing I've learned from the garden and from my granddad and my uncle back in Colorado who farmed there, I've learned that if you're going to have something grow, you've got to tend to the crop. And it's got to be rooted. It's got to be rooted in the right soil. You've got to take care of the weed problems and make sure the proper amount of water is coming into the garden. And at this year's Spiritual Leadership Conference, we want to challenge pastors and Christian workers, first of all, personally, to be rooted in Christ. And secondly, we want to teach some biblical methods for helping others to be rooted and grounded in Christ. One thing I've noticed about this garden is there's a lot of enemies to the garden. You've got the weeds, you've got the squirrels. I've got a few squirrels actually caught in the traps last night that they like to come in and uproot the garden. And so I want to give you a few reasons why I want to challenge you to attend and pray for the Spiritual Leadership Conference. First of all, I believe all of us need to be refreshed in our walk with the Lord. And I believe this conference is designed uniquely to refresh. Secondly, we need to be equipped. We need to have opportunities to learn in order that we can take our ministries up to the next level for the Lord. Thirdly, we need fellowship. And there's such a unique cross-section of godly, Bible-believing Christians that come to the Spiritual Leadership Conference every year. People comment about the level of fellowship that they enjoy. Fourthly, we are living in days when the winds of change are blowing. And so we need now more than ever to be rooted and grounded in Christ, in the doctrines of the Word, and we need to do all we can to remain established and to help our churches to become established. And so I want to encourage you, take some time, maybe even today, read Colossians 2, 7 and 8. Relive the challenge to be rooted and grounded in Christ and to beware lest any man spoil us through the philosophies of this world. Many churches today are marching by the drum of this world's philosophies, and the fruit that they're having is something like the tares, something like that seed that's sown by the wayside. It looks okay for a while, but it's not going to stand the test of time. We want the kind of fruit that is of the Word of God, of the Holy Spirit of God. And so I trust that you'll make plans now to attend Spiritual Leadership Conference coming up just in a few weeks, and also, if you're not able to attend all of the services, all of the morning sessions, including our question and answer session on Wednesday with our panel, all of it will be live streamed, and we hope that you'll join us then. God bless you. Have a great week.